Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So today I'd like to speak to you about grace. And what does grace mean? How can you connect it with setting your boundaries and vulnerability? I love to use words that we maybe use in our daily lives, and understanding that words have a specific tonality, frequency, vibration, besides having a meaning. And grace is a beautiful word, because within our teachings of the philosophy of yoga, we have one word called Brahmacharya. And you could describe it as walking alongside the divine. And it speaks of how you honor each other's energy and vital life force and the energy around us. And I find that grace is very well suited and connected to specifically this ethical guidance or observances of Brahmacharya. When you find grace in the simple things you do in life, that makes life a little bit sweeter and more special. For example, I just came back from Dubai and I realized that the fast-paced living is not anymore my sort of life that I want to live. And since February to now, I have drastically changed so much because I had to let go of many of my behavioral patterns, habitual patterns, and thinking patterns. Now the hustling does not work for me anymore. And I'm standing in the lift, and I normally say good morning or I say hello. And it's the same I will do in New York, the same I will do in Monaco, anywhere in the world. And I didn't realize that actually when you say good morning and you acknowledge someone, you see someone, that it can brighten the person's day. And I find this just so beautiful that with one or two words, we can change someone else's day. And this is grace for me. Or I'll give you an example. Love is, for instance, the binding force that holds everything together in our world. And if you come from an open heart consciousness, from a place of love, grace is so much easier to practice. When you see the typical definition of grace in a dictionary, it's about graceful movements, smooth movements, or being courteous, polite. And I think it is of essence, especially in our days, that I still grew up this way, my generation, to have a certain politeness. We honor the elderly, we make space for the elderly when we're on the bus. We stand up and let the lady who's pregnant or is older sit down. And I observe this in our generation these days, or in our time that we're living, we do not necessarily have these values anymore. But it speaks of grace, honoring life, and every person's different energy level. I can give you an idea about a smile, a good morning. So even you find grace in nature. When you wake up in the morning on a cool, crisp autumn morning and the sun kisses your cheek, that is grace. I wrote a poem just a couple of days ago about grace, and I find that sometimes the simplest things we tend to forget to understand that grace is in every simple thing. If this is the first spoon of your chocolate mousse, if this is the sweetness of your child's embrace, and that is for me grace. And this week, I'd like you to see if you can find these moments of grace in your daily life. These moments that speak of like walking alongside the divine, God, spirits, universe, whatever you want to call it, that is, which is higher than oneself, and finding this grace to embrace life and be in awe of life, nature, this planet, every single day. Namaha, namaste.